the world. Just tune into it. So let's jazz it up on Lexington Lab Radio. Thank you, everyone. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva. I have a return musician, Kevin Knowles. He is on my platform again, returning with a new single. Welcome, Kevin. Welcome back.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be back.
Now that track there, You Carry My Heart in Your Hand. Is there a brief story behind that track there? It is lovely.
It is. Actually, my wife talked me into doing an album complete with vocals. I avoid vocals at all costs. She talked me into it, and so I told her that the cost of that would be that all of the songs would be for her.
Okay.
And so,
all right. So I
had to listen to her while I played.
All right. Well, thank you for that information. So, tell us where you're calling from. Where are you at?
I am in Bartlesville, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. All right, Oklahoma fans out there. Phone lines are open. You're more than welcome to call in and give Kevin a shout out. So, tell us what music projects you've been working on since the last time you were on my show, which was back in 2018. Go right ahead, Kevin. What you been doing?
I have produced 8 albums since I was last on your show.
Wow.
They're all on all of the digital arenas. I just had a wild hair for creativity, and I have put out over 100 songs since then.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, thank you for that information. Wow. So, if anyone is looking for you, where would they find you at? On any of the music outlets everywhere online?
You can find me on Spotify, Deezer, YouTube, Amazon. I'm everywhere.
All right. All right. Thank you for that. So, let's get into mentioning the new single, Baby Hold On. What inspired you to start that track, and it does sound good. Is there a brief story behind it?
Baby Hold On was actually inspired by so many people getting discouraged with everything going on right now.
Yeah.
And I had to get that out to everybody and just say, look, don't give up. Hold on. Things are going to get better. You're going to make it. You're not alone in this. We got this.
Right, right. And thank you for that. And is this track already released? Where can anyone find it? On the same music outlets online? Everywhere?
Baby Hold On is everywhere. It is out in full force. The rest of the album is waiting, but Baby Hold On is in everyone's face right now.
All right. Everybody hang on. Kevin, you stay in that seat. Here is Baby Hold On by Kevin Knowles.
Baby Hold On. Thank you.
Baby, hold on. I think that's a hit right there, Kevin. You done did it.
Thank you.
You put your foot in that one.
I did.
Yeah, you can put your foot in that one. So go right ahead right now and give all our fans out there and curious listeners your website information and your social media information so they can follow up with you along with this new single. Go right ahead.
Okay. First of all, you could follow me on Facebook, Kevin A. Knowles Music. You could follow me there. Also on Twitter, at Kevin A. Knowles 2. That's KEVINAKNOWLES, the numeral 2.
All right. Thank you for that information. So any person that started tuning in and don't know who Kevin is, what would you tell them about yourself, Kevin, briefly, how you got started in your music career? And how long have you been in the music industry?
Okay. Actually, I got started. My dad got me a quarter-sized guitar when I was 3 years old. And I have been playing ever since then. That means I've been playing for 49 years. But my first professional gig, I was 17 years old. And they had me come to this gig at an airport where I played, and they had me singing on Broadway, doing like George Benson and back then I was willing to sing, so they got me, and I have not stopped ever since as far as playing.
Well, who were your favorite artists? Jazz artists back then.
I've always been influenced by Paul Hardcastle, though I have to admit that I have been very strongly influenced by the grooves that Kenny Edmonds come up with, Babyface, and Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. Their grooves have really shaped how
wow.
I think of things.
Wow. All right. So is the guitar the only musical tool that you use during your whole time?
I'm sorry, I couldn't clearly hear that question.
Guitar is the only music instrument you play? Other instruments?
I play every single instrument that you hear on there. I play the keyboards. I play all the keyboard solos you hear. That's me too. Bass is me. Drums. I program the drums. I play drums. However, they don't come well through for recording, in my experience. So I just go ahead and program them. But everything that you hear, that's me. And I've played trumpet since I was 5. I picked up piano before I was 10, just goofing off with it. And so I've been playing for years.
All right. Well, thank you for that information. Thank you. So you have a YouTube Live event coming up. Tell us more about that, and when is it scheduled to go on?
What I'm doing is I have a series on YouTube called Live From My Study, and I am putting out songs where I am playing them live, and I do take requests if I am contacted via YouTube or even through Twitter or Facebook. I will take that request, and I will do it. I will record that song played live.
Wow. Well, thank you. And when is this happening?
I started this actually in May, and I'm just continuing. This is a continuing thing. It's an ongoing event. And I will be announcing on social media when I do the next one.
Okay. Thank you for that information. Wow. So, to mention, do you have any other future music projects to come up that you want to tease us about?
Well, the full album, not only the full album with Baby Hold On, but during the isolation, I have recorded and mastered another 27 tracks. So that's going to have to come out.
Okay. And you will let us know about that. So,
Those tracks, I am sure, will come out soon. One thing that I have done is I've teamed up with Source 3 Entertainment and Baby Hold On and its subsequent album are in the hands of Source 3 Entertainment. And so I am learning through them to take my time with this and make sure mm-hmm. everybody has a chance to really digest what I've sent out. And so it also makes me take time to go back through and re-listen to what I have before I release it.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you for that information as well. What is the ultimate desire which you wish your fans to get out of this new single, Baby Hold On? Or rather, your whole EP?
You know, there are so many things going on. And that just are stirring up hatred and despair. And I want to encourage everybody, just don't give up. Not only believe in yourself, but smother the hate around you with love, because, frankly, we can all make this.
All right. So you're more than welcome to give a shout out at this time to all the persons that have supported you and developing your creation and your music. Go right ahead, Kevin.
Okay, well, first of all, there's this amazing young lady who interviews musicians who might have heard of her. She's Brenda somebody. But in all seriously, Brenda, my first shout out is to you for having supported me, but also Donald DaCosta at Source 3 Entertainment, and Tori Nacha, also who got me involved with Source 3, and Colleen Keefley on Facebook has been a tremendous encouragement all along with my music. And so I have to make sure that they are recognized, because just really good people.
All right. Well, let's give everyone an applause. How about that? And I'm still behind you, Kevin. And most likely, I'm sure the others are. They will stay right behind you and keep you doing your music thing. So we're almost coming to a close. I would like to spend Clues and First Cut. You told me that you like that track, First Cut. Why is that, may I ask?
I'm a coffee addict.
Oh.
I have to have my dark roast coffee. I go through a lot of coffee. And that one is me raising my cup of coffee to everybody who listens and everybody who enjoys good music. And so that's First Cup.
Okay. And what is Clues? What's with that track? Is there a story on that one?
Yes, there is. Sometimes when I wrote this, I was discovering a relative, a long-lost relative, and just finding the little clues and holding on to them, and it's like, okay, there's more hidden there that I haven't seen yet, and I'm going to keep digging. And so when I wrote that, it's kind of a just slow, mysterious unfolding song.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about.
So thanks for adding that in there, because I really like Clues and I like First Cut. And thank you for telling me the story behind both of those tracks. I will play them at the end of our showcase. I want you to know, thank you for taking out your time, Kevin, to come back on my show. Hopefully you will return with more new music projects in the future. Any words of encouragement you would like to give while we're dealing with these dark times today, Kevin?
My biggest encouragement for everybody is don't give up. You can do this. You can make it. I believe in you. I believe in what is in you. And that's my encouragement for you.
All right. Y'all heard it from Kevin Knows, everyone. And check him out on Baby Hold On. And thank you, Kevin Knows. You have a blessed evening. I'll be looking for your return in the near future. And if anyone has missed this show, just follow my link. And thank you again, Kevin. Bless you. And I'm a forever fan of yours. Here is First Cup, everyone. And this is Lady Diva signing out. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for your support and your donations.